Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk. Let all who are faithful offer prayer to you at a time of distress. The rush of mighty waters shall not reach them.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance.
First reading is from Ephesians chapter 1. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Listen now for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
It is God's word that changes us.
Hallelujah.
Listen now for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
It is God's word that changes us.
Hallelujah.
Come, Holy Spirit, melt and break our hearts of stone until we give our lives to God and God alone.
Come, Holy Spirit, melt and break our hearts of stone.
Today's Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 to verses 31.
Glory to Christ our Savior.
Then He looked up at His disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
So I think you're probably quite wowed by my stole this morning. This is actually Robin Lee's stole, and I thought All Saints, you know, they're all on here. And I've never had a tassel before. Lots of tassels, so I feel like I'm going up in the sartorial clerical thing. So we're going to use, we normally on our silent Sunday, we read the gospel and then we keep 15 minutes of silence. This morning we're going to, if you'd like to, we're going to use the cloud of witnesses sign that we've used before. We're thinking about all the saints. So that could be inspirational, historical saints. Often the church thinks of inspirational saints when we're thinking about navigating this life as God's people. It might be people that have died that you value or want to remember and think about and be thankful for today. It might be people that have really been an inspiration or an influence on your life. All of us could probably think of such people and we want to thank God for. It could be people very much around at the moment that we want to be thankful for. Maybe here, maybe not here. Maybe there's people who are unwell or in need today that we want to be thinking of as we give thanks to God for all the saints. So, taking inspiration from a wee verse in Hebrews that is one of the nice bits of New Testament lyricism, the idea of the great cloud of witnesses looking down on us. So that's the idea behind this. So on the table there's these shapes, and you just, what we'll do is when we go into the silent time, in your own time, if you'd like to do this, we can cut out one of these shapes here, the scissors here. It's going to fly, you see, like a great cloud of witnesses. There's a little boat thing. But it looks a bit like the Larsh thing, the Larsh badge, doesn't it? A wee sort of boat, a wee symbolic boat of friends or saints here. And we end up with a cloud of witnesses looking down on us. So. Tangling, rippling senses, cobwebs of ideas, searching for the tangible, reaching for the light. Great cloud of witnesses, looking down on us, looking down on us. Great cloud of witnesses, looking down on us, looking down on us. Faith filters all it hears. Faith through the years, faith linking words and deeds, faith bearing codes and creeds.
and hiding behind stones on the prism of the leaves. I feel it in my bones. Oh, my heart believes. Great cloud of witnesses looking down on us, looking down on us. Great cloud of witnesses looking down on us, looking down on us. Faith filters all.
So let us pray. Today, Lord, we give you thanks for all your saints. Not the stained glass saints who have no real life. Not the saints who have been officially approved because they have done a miracle of some kind. But rather, we give you thanks for all your saints all over this world. Ordinary people like us who have put their trust in you, and those who seek day by day to be your people here on this earth. So we give you thanks that we are part of the body of Christ in heaven and on earth. We celebrate our fellowship and communion with those who have gone before us, and those who still live today, the communion of saints in all parts of this world and the next. Help us to gain wisdom from those saints who have gone before us to be in your presence. So in a time of quietness, let's each of us give grateful thanks for a saint that we know, living or dead, who has influenced our life for good. Lord, kindle the flame of your love in our hearts, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. And today, Lord, we pray for our government in Scotland and the United Kingdom, and for all political leaders at this time of what seems like strife across this world. May our leaders be people of vision and integrity, guided by the desire for public service and a love of truth. May they be just and compassionate, so that we may be led in the ways of righteousness and mercy. Lord, kindle the flame of your love in our heart. In your mercy. And Lord, we pray for ourselves. Make us instruments of your peace here in Leith and Edinburgh and wherever we are in this world. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. and help us to work for peace and justice. Lord, kindle the flame of your love in our hearts. In your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, today we remember today those who suffer in this mortal life. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you conquered fear with love. And in the light of your love, death has lost its sting, and so has fear. So, Lord, may your love be the key that releases us from suffering and fear. Lord, kindle the flame of your love in our hearts, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us grace to follow in the footsteps of the saints, as they followed in the footsteps of your Holy Son. Keep alive in us the memory of those who are dear to us, whom you have already called to yourself. And grant that every remembrance which turns our hearts from things seen to things unseen may lead us always upwards to you until we come to our eternal rest. So, Lord, we offer you these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.